the transition from the Jewish community in Babylonia to Jewish communities in the other part of the world, other parts of the world, began already at the end of the 8th century and the beginning of the 9th century. And by the 11th century, we will see that the fulcrum of Jewish life had moved from Babylonia to new places in the world. The Jewish community of Babylonia had connections with a small but growing Jewish community in North Africa, in the countries that are today Tunisia, Morocco, Algeria. Jews established themselves. And there were many centers of Jewish settlement in what is today Morocco. The city of Kairouan, city of Fez, and other parts of that continent. The Jews were in what is today Casablanca, what is today Tunis. And these Jews had loyalty to the Gaonate in Bovel, in Babylonia, and they supported the great yeshivas and institutions in Babylonia, but physically speaking, especially in those times, they were a long way from Babylonia. And therefore, questions of policy, questions of halacha, it sometimes took almost a year for the question to come to Babylonia, and then almost a year for the answer to come back. And for various reasons, those communities were not equipped, so to speak, with their own scholars, with their own rabbis, with their own great leaders who would be able to set policy and answer questions for the Jewish community. And therefore, it was clear that the Jewish community could not grow. It would not be able to expand or flourish unless it were able somehow to end its dependency upon Babylonian Jewry and upon the Babylonian rabbinate and Gaonate particularly. After the machlokas of Rabbeinu Sadia with the Reish Gelusa, David ben Zakkai, that I discussed with you last week, after that bitter dispute, the Babylonian Gaonate began to decline. And even though there would be, at the end, two great, enormous people who would transmit all of the tradition of the Gaonate to the Jewish people, Rabbeinu Shrira Gaon, whom I discussed with you, the author of that letter of history, and his son, Rabbeinu Hai Gaon, they marked the end of the Babylonian Gaonate as far as Jewish history is concerned. Rabbeinu Shrira Gaon lived to be over 100 years old. He retired at the age of 98. And his son, Rabbeinu Hai, succeeded his father as the Gaon. Rabbeinu Hai was almost 75 when he began his reign. He also lived to be almost 100. Rabbeinu Shrira lived to be 103. And on the day that Rabbeinu Shrira Gaon retired, they made a special Shabbos for the Gaonate in Sura, and they recited special prayers. Some of the poems and the prayers of that Shabbos we still have recorded. And they read a special Haftorah regarding the passage of the power to the son from the father. But Rabbeinu Shrira and Rabbeinu Hai were two great Talmidei Chachamim, and they were the ones that codified all the decisions of Babylonian Jewry, and it is upon their writings and their tradition that the later generations, especially the Rambam and others, built their opinions and their understanding of the traditions of the Jewish people. Now we have an interesting legend. I've always remarked to you that legends are not